Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden lauded the sacrifice of generations of American troops who died fighting for their country as he marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Kristen Wright has more on today's tributes honoring fallen service members.
Present! Present!
Oh! President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stood together solemnly at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president laid a wreath to honor American service members who gave their lives for their country. He also reflected on the meaning of the day.
Today, we once again gather in this sacred place at this solemn hour to honor fallen heroes.
President Biden also spoke of his son, Army National Guard Major Beau Biden, who died from cancer 8 years ago tomorrow. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
Housing advocates say tens of thousands of people could lose rental subsidies under the newly reached agreement that would raise the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that housing is among the many programs that are facing funding limits for the next 2 years.
A hot housing market has seen rents skyrocket year after year, a key driver of inflation. To keep up with that, housing advocates say billions of dollars more are needed just to maintain current rental subsidies. They already fall way short of need. Only one in four people who qualify for rental aid actually gets it. Congress must still work out exact spending details, but the concern is that limits could lead to more evictions and homelessness. The debt ceiling bill also revokes unspent pandemic housing aid, but it exempts emergency rental assistance and emergency housing vouchers to prevent homelessness. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Russia has launched one of its biggest drone strikes on Ukraine since the conflict broke out more than a year ago. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports officials say the latest attack targeted the capital, Kyiv.
Russia has attacked Kyiv more than a dozen times this month alone. Early this morning, the Ukrainian military says it shot down more than 40 missiles and drones over Kyiv overnight. And yesterday, on the day Kyiv celebrated its 1,541st birthday, Russia launched a record number of drones at the city. And these are powerful Shahed drones made by Iran.
That's NPR's Joanna Kikissis reporting from the Ukrainian capital. Stocks across Asia traded mixed today. Markets in China and Japan posted gains, while shares were lower in Hong Kong. This is NPR. Spain wasn't expected to hold parliamentary elections until the end of this year. But in a surprise move, the prime minister today said he's dissolving parliament and calling early elections for July. NPR's Lauren Frere has more.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's socialists were trounced in local and regional elections Sunday by the center-right Partido Popular, or People's Party, and the far-right Vox Party.
He tomado esta decisión a la vista de los resultados de las elecciones.
In a televised speech, Sanchez says he takes personal responsibility and is thus calling parliamentary elections for July 23rd. Spain had a military dictatorship through the 1970s and did not have a major far-right movement in the decades that followed. But that's changed in recent years with the rise of Vox, a nationalist anti-immigrant party that's now the third largest in Spain's parliament and could become a kingmaker. July elections will now fall just after Spain takes over the rotating presidency of the European Union. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has secured another 5 years in office after winning a runoff election on Sunday. In a victory speech, Erdogan called his win a victory for the country's citizens. Erdogan has faced sharp criticism from his opponents for high inflation and for the slow response to a devastating earthquake in February. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.